are back, and we have our guests in the studio. We have Stephen Patterson and John Sowell from, where are you from? Tell us, guys, who you are and where you're from.
Bridge Street Theater in Catskill.
Which is an amazing resource in the community. And I know, I was there just last weekend to see the wonderful Charles Bush do My Kind of 60s, which was enormously enjoyable and greatly entertaining. And I just had a hoot.
And very well attended. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Plus we had a high tea.
You had a what?
High tea.
Oh, yes. Tell us about the high tea.
Why, we got Verdigris Tea and Chocolate to donate their tea. Came in. They brought a couple of people in to serve it. And we got
some very fancy cups from
Hodgepodge Shop in Leeds.
Yes, Hodgepodge Shop in Leeds. He's a great
painted French china.
Yes. Ray is a great friend of the theater, actually. He has an amazing place over there in Leeds, if you haven't ever been there.
I haven't been, but I should go.
It is a huge junk store.
Just about everything you could possibly want.
Right. He loans a lot of stuff out to movie shoots and stuff like that. So he's done a lot of that stuff in his past. He has a very checkered past, but now he's
Don't we
down.
All?
Well, and then there also we had a champagne reception afterwards, and we had wine donated from a vineyard. Otis Vineyards in Palinville.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we were working with all kinds of businesses here in the community to help us out and hopefully get some more advertising for them.
Yes, mm-hmm. and so okay, now let's talk about, because this is the beginning of 2018. Charles Bush was the first sort of kickoff grand event.
That was our big launch.
Launch,
yeah.
Yes. But tell us what else is coming up this year.
Well, we have a 5-show season of shows that we are producing. Doing Terrence McNally's Frankie and Johnny and the Claire de Lune starting March 29th.
Great play.
Then a play about Leni Riefenstahl, who was Hitler's favorite filmmaker. A play called Leni by Sarah Greenman. That starts May 17th. A children's play by David Mamet called The Revenge of the Space Pandas or Binky Rudich and the Two-Speed Clock. That is going to be designed for us by Rodney Allen Greenblatt, who has a wonderful little shop on Main Street in Catskill called The Rodney Shop. He used to design video characters for a lot of
Japanese games.
Japanese companies.
And
kind of a cult figure
yes,
over there.
I'm sure.
Then a play by Mikkel Mayer, a Chicago area playwright, called There Is a Happiness That Morning Is, about a couple of William Blake professors teaching at a crumbling liberal arts college in New England somewhere, who have the night before the play takes place engaged in an inappropriately public display of affection and are now being made to apologize to their classes or lose their jobs. And the entire play is written in rhymed couplets. So just like Blake's poem. So it's really interesting. And then the world premiere of a play by a Philadelphia area playwright named Michael Whistler, who we've worked with in the past, called Casse-Noisette, which has a contemporary story set in Washington State in a high school, juxtaposed with the last years of the life of the composer Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
Mine eyes dazzle.
it's a wildly eclectic season.
Wildly eclectic.
Yes.
You know, and I know that we're as I've been saying on the air, I can see through that studio window the finish line for our winter fund drive, which is called Radio Magic, mm-hmm. in which I participated in a little bit over the last weekend because I was part of our event at Hilo, where
right.
I saw the two
yes.
of you after I had been to Charles Bush. I had a really full day last Saturday.
There's so much going on in the area now. It's great.
Yes. And so I would like to ask people to call 518-697-7400 to make a pledge. Someone's there waiting for you to call to pick up the phone. for you to call, and then they'll pick up the phone, and then we can go to wgxc.org/donate. You can make a donation, or better yet, you can become a sustaining supporter of the station, which would make our hearts just go pit-a-pat. Or you can mail a check to WGXC care of Wave Farm at 5662 Acra, State Route 23. Let's see, that's Acra 12405. Or just come to the station and you can give us a check right now at 704 Columbia Street, second floor. And the three of us will give you a great thank you. And I have to thank Bridge Street Theater, Steve and John, because you are sustaining supporters of the station.
We are really grateful. Yes.
And well, the station has been wonderful to us as well.
And it's very easy to become a sustaining member.
Yes, it is.
Then you can forget about it.
Yes, exactly. It just goes on and on until your credit card expires or right. Something else goes on.
Right. Yeah, very simple.
Yes. I had to re-sign up three times last year because I had three credit cards that got compromised.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Made life very confusing for a while for everybody.
That's so fun.
I know. It is.
And speaking of magic, by the way.
Yes, magic.
Radio magic.
Radio magic, but we have more magic.
We have magic. Magic. We have a weekend we call Magic! Because it's two different magic shows, one in the afternoon at 2. This is on Saturday, upcoming this next Saturday. One at 2, one at 7:30. The 2 o'clock is especially geared toward little kids, and the evening one is
slightly more sophisticated, yes, but still family-friendly.
And this is a great friend of the theater, actually. His name is Sean Doolin. He's used to be an attorney in Wyndham, but now he seems to be a full-time magician. And he's brought his friend Chris Wheel with him so they can work together and amaze the audience. So it should be a great show.
Great.
He's brought us a lot of different magic shows. We're trying possibly to get a guy named Stephen Brundage back to the theater. He did a show a couple years ago and then went on to fool Penn and Teller on Fool Me or whatever that show is called. And then he went on to be a contestant on America's Got Talent and became a finalist. And he does magic with Rubik's Cubes. And he's now, charges $10,000 to do a show in Dubai, for example. So he's become very, very famous. But we're hoping we may be able to entice him back this year.
Yeah, back where it all began.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see. But anyway, you never know what you're going to see at Bridge Street Theater. You might see somebody who becomes very, very famous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, take that opportunity.
Well, and it's wonderful because I think one of the things, and I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to probably be moving away, at least moving away part of the time. At the end of March, beginning of April, I'll probably go over to Martha's Vineyard for the summer.
Oh, nice.
I know. Well, I have some friends there who have a bookstore who called me up a couple of weeks ago and said, could you come back and help? We need somebody to talk about books because nobody talks about books the way you talk about them. Anyway, I'm being silly and facetious. But there is a tremendous community here of which WGXC is a part, a very vital part.
Yeah.
And Bridge Street Theater is also. And there is a great community of arts here in Greene and Columbia counties, which has just blossomed.
It's growing all the time.
Yeah, since I came here 17 years ago, it has been, there's phenomenal changes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. We're watching across the creek from us in Catskill, Lumberyard, formerly American Dance Institute, that bought the hardware store.
The old Dunn's building Hardware Complex.
Over there. Is actually currently raising the roof. They have in the biggest space. The roof was 20 feet high, but they wanted it 40 feet high. So they are currently raising it up so that they can mirror spaces in New York City like the Joyce or in Berkeley like Zellerbach because they bring in dance companies and do all their technical stuff in a workshop environment. So that's that's an amazing and very expensive project that's taking place right now.
Well, Lumberyard is actually partnering with us this summer.
Talk about that.
While their building is under construction, mm-hmm. they're going to come over and present a weekend of performances in our space.
Oh, how great.
So, yeah, because I know they want to establish themselves as much as they can here right. before they actually open their facility. And then we had a space that would work for dance and performance.
Yeah, so. And I think they're doing another show at Hudson Hall. Mm-hmm. Here in Hudson. So, yeah, they want to do shows, so they're looking for spaces. So they contacted us, and that'll be great to have something in our space.
So, yeah, we do a lot of things besides just the things that we ourselves produce. We mm-hmm. bring in shows, have something virtually every weekend.
I know, and are you going to be doing the cabaret kind of things again this year?
We're doing several cabarets. We aren't doing a series again. That became prohibitively expensive because the talent that we were bringing in was so high-end, and there was just no way we could continue to afford to do it. Mm-hmm. Flo Hale, who's mm-hmm. sort of a local legend over in Catskill, is going to be doing another cabaret show on her 89th birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
That's coming up on April 21st, John? Is that right?
April 21st, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be having the second edition of our Performathon that we did this last year, and that's going to be at the end of April, where people can come in and do a short set on our stage. Mm-hmm. Just anybody can strut their stuff. And then hopefully we're going to have a variety show that evening with a lot of local talent. Bridge Street Belly Dance, which we did last year, is also coming in again in June. Well, it was an amazing fusion belly dance summit that was brought to us by a woman named Francesca Avani. That was packed to the rafters. It sold out weeks in advance, and we're bringing that back again this year.
Yeah, she works. She conducts a workshop for belly dancers. It's called fusion belly dance. It's kind of belly dance with modern dance influence, and they bring in people from all over the region and all over the country, actually. So while they're there, they come and perform at our theater. So it was a big success last year, so we're really looking forward
and
to that.
And a really, really thrilling program. I'm really excited to see it again.
And what I want to remind our listeners of is that this is the Radio Magic Fun Drive, and one of the great things that we do is that we provide a platform for people like Steve and John to come and talk about what their wonderful organizations are doing. We've got some people, for example, I think we're going to participate with the Beaux Arts Ball, which is going to happen over in Greene County. And it's going to be interesting because the Columbia County Council of the Arts and the Greene County Council of the Arts and the Schoharie County are all joining together.
They're all going to combine. Yeah.
And it's going to be one organization. But for all of us to continue helping each other, we need to reach into our pockets. And I would like to ask you to call 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate, make a donation, or even better yet, become a sustaining supporter of the station as John and Steve are, as Bridge Street Theater is, as I am, or write an old-fashioned check and mail it to WGXC care of Wave Farm 5662. Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405, or just come up here to our studio at 704 Columbia Street. And every dollar that you give today is going to be matched, so that if you give $5, it becomes 10. If you give 10, it becomes 20. If you give 20, it becomes 40. If you give 40, it becomes 80. That's how it works, doubles. And that would make our lives so easy. We are so close to that finish line.
Gosh, Matthew, you can do math in your head?
Almost. Almost. It's a dying art. And math was my worst subject.
I'm with you there.
I actually had a math teacher in high school who passed me and said, you know, Matt, I know you can do it. It just takes you five times as long as everybody else. So I'm going to pass you. because you just on the fact I know you can do it if I just gave you enough time, but there's not enough time.
Enough time to get it.
Oh. Well, I, on the other hand, have a degree in mathematics from MIT, so.
Yeah, braggart.
Stephen, though.
He still can't add.
Yeah, one of the things that I get away with, though, is because, you know, mathematics, by the time you get to technical.
MIT.
Yeah, MIT is all about letters. It has nothing to do with numbers anymore.
Yeah, I know. And parentheses and marks.
Yep,
and,
yeah, yeah, no, and, no. John,
and strange symbols.
Yes.
John can't add up the weight plates at the gym, you know. Wait a minute. No, John. No, no, that's not 45.
I gave up on numbers to become a mathematician, yeah.
Yes, well, that's what happens to our lives. And so I just would love to know what else is going on.
Well, still, you know, a couple other things. We're going to be doing a production of Driving Miss Daisy.
Really? Tell
outside,
me about that.
Outside of our subscription season that, again, is all cast locally.
Mm-hmm.
And that Flo Hale is going to be directing. She directed Souvenir, the musical about Florence Foster Jenkins, for us last season. So she's going to be doing that. We're bringing in a one-woman show by a woman named Judy Rosenblatt called Woman Before a Glass, which is a biographical play by a playwright named Lainey Robertson, who wrote a show that was done off-Broadway at Circle and Square last year, called Lady Day at the Emerson Bar and Grill with Audra McDonald. So this is a one-woman biographical play that he wrote about Peggy Guggenheim.
Oh, and my gosh.
We went and saw a production of this, and it's absolutely wonderful. It just had a huge hit run in London, and she's going to be bringing it to our space for several performances. It's being directed by another theatrical legend, actor and director named Austin Pendleton.
That's great. So, yes, I know his name.
So it's great stuff. And we're also doing a lot of partnering with businesses here locally, too. We're selling season subscriptions right now for our five shows.
Where do people get those season subscriptions? Can't talk about the price, but
no,
you can tell where they go.
We won't.
We won't talk about the price. No. Okay. So it's, yes, a Brown Paper Tickets is our box office.
It's our ticket
location.
Broker.
Yes. So you go to brownpapertickets.com, look for Bridge Street Theater, and the season subscription
window,
yes, will
come
pop
up.
Yes, and you can buy your season subscription there. You get a free admission to all of our regular season plays. Plus, you get discounts to almost everything else we do. Plus, you get we're working on discounts from local businesses too. So we're even today, this afternoon, going around to businesses, and they're very enthusiastic about giving discounts and 2-for-1 deals and stuff like that. So I think you'll be able to get an oil change.
So if you show your subscriber card at the business, you'll get a special offer.
You'll be able to get an oil change from not sure where, but you'll find out when you get your card. And you get a nice laminated
card to carry around in your wallet.
Card to carry around in your wallet. So,
oh, and it's good that it's laminated.
Yes, oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So it's a deal.
We know from bitter experience that, you know, you have to protect those things you put in those little slots in your wallet because they have a tendency to turn to goo.
A little thing about this, our first show of the season, Frankie and Johnny, Stephen will be in it, actually.
I'm in heavy memorization mode. Character never shuts up.
Yes. And it's being directed by not myself, but a woman who has just moved to Catskill, named Sarah Lamford Hoover, who's done a lot of directing in New York City and also at the Kitchen Theater in Ithaca. She's in fact right there right now directing their current show, which is about to open. So she and her husband just moved to Catskill, and she said, "You know, we moved to Catskill because of you guys." So there are a lot of artists, artist types, of various kinds of artists, who are deciding that Catskill is a place to come to